Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It is Friday, which means it's time for our weekly wrap-up.
Yeah, we take a look at some of the biggest headlines, how it affects Singapore and perhaps the rest of the world as well. I guess the big one this week has to be those estimates we got in Singapore's third quarter GDP, the economy rebounding by 7.9% on a quarterly basis, but contracting by 7% year on year. That's on everyone's minds right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And everything that comes from that and many, many questions about where we go from here.
Let's see how we can break it down with Jeff Ng, Senior Treasury Strategist at HL Bank. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad, sir. Thanks so much for taking the time. So I suppose you were quite busy as well, crunching those third quarter GDP numbers, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's definitely a lot of attention on how the Singapore downturn has been and probably how the recovery is going to look like.
Would you say then the fact that we're out of technical recession in that sense, but the economy is not out of the woods? I mean, how do you digest that stance?
Well, I see the overall situation now as being a partial recovery because the numbers that we have seen compared to the last quarter, the second quarter of the year, has been quite encouraging. However, we are, if you look at the growth numbers compared to a year ago, we are still like minus 7% down thereabouts. So it does mean that economic activity levels are still low compared to last year. And I think going forward, I think the concern is that after we have opened up and things have started to improve, but where do we go from here? Because a lot of these further improvements will depend on how the global as well as the local economy improves further.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I just want to pick up on one of the headlines, the front page of the Business Times today, pointing to the government not ruling out further draw on past reserves. This, of course, part of the speech from Deputy Prime Minister Heng. Now, the point pointing out here that in the medium to longer term, the approach is to find new ways to generate growth. But where do you get that here in Singapore?
Yeah, I think the government definitely is thinking about various avenues to try to support GDP growth. And I don't think they are ruling out anything at the moment because the situation remains relatively fluid. Things have stabilized. And I think the world, including Singapore, has partially learned how to manage the COVID-19 crisis, even though I think there's still waves of outbreaks coming here and there. But I think government will likely stand prepared to introduce more stimulus if necessary. But I think overnight, they've also mentioned that they will also take a prudent approach to long-term sustainability to make sure that both the revenues and the expenditure is being well accounted for.
Yeah, it sort of echoes what the IMF's Geeta Gopinath said, we're optimistic, but you still have to be cautious. Having said all that, Jeff, I mean, we're in fourth quarter, and the festive season is upon us. What's your outlook for the economy in the fourth quarter?
Well, I still expect further recovery, even though compared to a year ago, we might still be in negative territory. Mm-hmm. And I think the recent developments do give some room for optimism because Singapore continues to open up further. And I think there's still plenty of bright spots in the economy, such as manufacturing, such as some sectors like finance and information and communications. I think if travel-related sectors open up a little bit more, like, for instance, the Singapore-Hong Kong travel bubble, I think that will definitely support a little bit more of the economic activity. And I think we should still see some further growth for the fourth quarter compared to the third quarter.
Well, definitely, we're going to delve into that in just a moment. But before we do, I just want to talk about the fact that, we've talked a lot about it here on the show as well, the idea of phase three coming in hopefully weeks. But the Deputy Prime Minister Heng said in Parliament yesterday that the government will shift from this broad-based relief situation or the measures to more targeted support so that firms and workers can stave off the worst impact of the pandemic. What, Jeff, are some of the sectors that need more targeted support? And what can we expect from the aid for nightlife that's going to be announced next week?
Yeah, I think if you look at some of the sectors' impact so far this year, I think some have done better compared to last year because of, let's say, volatility and because of the fact that firms and individuals have to adapt to alternative ways of work. So I think this may include the information and communication sector. Some are doing somewhat not so well as last year, and some are really very badly affected. So I think those that are really very, very badly affected will, for instance, include like what the nightlife sectors that you have mentioned, as well as the travel, as well as I think the sectors that require human interaction. So those like tourism has been very adversely affected. So I think as the government has already spent around 10 billion in terms of the stimulus package, definitely they as they start to taper some of these measures, they'll start to continue to look at areas that they need the most. So this will include, for instance, the nightlife, as well as the travel and tourism sectors. So I think we foresee, I think, some continued extension of the measures that had already been put in place, like, for instance, rental waivers. And I think a lot of these companies, for instance, they are suffering from a lot of these fixed costs that they still have to pay, as well as wages and salaries that they have to pay as well. So I expect further support on, for instance, the job support scheme on these areas.
Helping us to break down some of the major headlines this week is Jeff Ng, Senior Treasury Strategist at HL Bank. Jeff, before my next question, and it is related to tourism, would you choose a cruise to nowhere or travel to Hong Kong?
Well, actually, both look very attractive at the moment after a year of getting cooped up in Singapore. So I think over the past few weeks, you could see the pent-up demand really start to return, because in terms of the news, the bookings look pretty popular at the moment.
Even our very own Ryan Huang is trying to get on a cruise to nowhere. So yesterday, news about that two-way travel bubble, air travel bubble between Singapore and Hong Kong could be coming out in a couple of weeks. That means people will be able to travel between the two countries. No need to quarantine, subject to testing negative for COVID-19. And on the back of that news, we had Hong Kong-listed Cathay Pacific Airways jumping as much as 7.8%, eventually closing off with a 6.1% gain. Singapore Airlines also rising 0.6%. It's optimistic, Jeff, I know, and I don't mean to ask this question, but should we approach this with caution? Should we manage our expectations?
Well, I think it's positive that authorities are working something out. Of course, the situation remains fluid, and based on the announcement, they also mentioned that this travel bubble may be revoked if the situation changes or suspended temporarily, depending on how the situation goes. But I think the positive part is that the Singapore-Hong Kong kind of linkage is a very important one. I think it accounts for a significant proportion of travel between Singapore and Hong Kong travelers, even though I don't think it's like the top five at the moment. But yeah, I think it does help with a bit of those travel-related activity. And I think this could be the first of many. If things go well, there could be more to come, and that will also help to improve on the travel outlook for various countries, as well as for various cities.
Yeah, and just before we move on, and as a reminder, how important is the aviation sector to the Singapore economy? Because it's significant, isn't it, to try and get this moving again?
Yeah, I think directly it doesn't account for more than 10% of GDP, but indirectly there's a lot of other indirect linkages that add up to it, because you've got various sectors like the hotel accommodation and even food and beverage, and a lot of different sectors do get a lot of indirect benefits from it. So I think accounting for it, it does help with external demand, it does help with the services sector recovery, which is the main engine of growth for Singapore.
Okay, Jeff, final question, and well, I wish it was related to travel, but it is a place that a lot of people like to go to, Thailand. So, yesterday, the Thai Prime Minister, Prayut Chan-o-cha, declared a state of emergency in Bangkok. There were tens of thousands of protesters surrounding his office in the morning at about this time. What should we be looking at where Thailand's economy is concerned? Okay, tourism's out of the picture, but how will the market sentiment there be impacted by these demonstrations?
Yeah, I think overall, the news coming out from Thailand do remind us that there's going to be volatility. I think this is a year where there's a lot of economic, society, kind of volatility, and also a lot of market volatility as well. So I think for markets, I think they continue to look towards stable sectors, a bit of flight to safety in this kind of risk-averse environment. So for us, I think our house view continues to favor a bit of the Asia stocks and maybe selected ones that have stable fundamentals compared to that of the U.S. where things still look very volatile from the U.S. Election. So those may include, for instance, China or Singapore stocks. And I think for now, it also reminds investors that there's a need to have some more diversification as well, because you can't just rely on, for instance, one trend or one storyline to drive your investment going forward.
Well, we've been speaking with Jeff Ng, Senior Treasury Strategist at HL Bank. Jeff, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Take care and stay safe. Yeah.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.